Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. I hope all is well. We are continuing our journey, our building of our Beis HaMikdash, both individually, collectively, and Emir Teshem, when it comes Tisha B'Av this year, it'll be a Yom Tiv, as it says in Eicha, Karaya Lai Moed, that Tisha B'Av internally is a Yom Tiv. It's one of the reasons we don't say Tachanun, is because one day it'll be a Yom Tiv. And Emir Teshem, this Tisha B'Av, as we're doing what we have to do, as the Mesillas Yesharim specifically speaks about the Churban Beis HaMikdash and how to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's the only place that he talks like this, to Mesillas Yesharim. He says, Ani Asisi Eshali, we did mine. We have to do what we have to do, and Hashem will do what he has to do, which is our avoda during this time is really just to try and learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara, to be more sensitive to each other. That is our avoda. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim. We all desire life. Oev yamim lirois toiv. To see, to oyev yamim. To love every day. To love, to focus on the good. To try and find the good. As we know, man boi chai, the famous medrash in Vayikra, you could find it in Purity of Speech on day 65, page 170, where he brings the medrash and he brings a nice pshat over there, that man boi, we've mentioned this in Shir many times, man boi chai, twice. Who wants life? Who wants life? It's not oev yamim mi ha'isha chafetz chaim. It's not about eternal life. Also, a person who doesn't speak Lashon Hara is zocha to eternal life in the next world, but it's man boi chai in this world. The people who sit around and they talk about other people and their focus is on other people, they're miserable. They're not happy. They're not happy, and they're not going to fix their lack of happiness by speaking about others and by reading papers and politics and involved in other people's business. You're only going to lose when you're in other people's business, including Hashem's business. As we just said, am I doing what I need to be doing? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? That is our avoda during this time specifically. One of the things that I just want to focus on today, I think for all of us, just one little thing that we could try and focus on, and that is, I'm going to say the pshat, and then I'll say a story. I saw over Shabbos something that I was thinking of to share, and that is that when it comes to shalom, to peace, which is something that we're all looking for, is peace, shalom, shlemus. So the lashon of the psukim usually say v'yaseim lecha shalom, to place, osei shalom, to do, bakei shalom, to pursue, v'radfeyu, run after it, hamevarach asama Yisrael b'shalom, that Hashem blesses us with peace, active, osei shalom b'mroimav, hu yaseh shalom, to do, to make things happen. And I saw in the Sefer, it says, lo kayim habitui shomer shalom. Right? It doesn't say shomer shalom, protect peace, o machzik shalom, to hold peace, which means it's like peace is, as long as I don't fight, then there's peace. As long as I'm quiet and I don't make problems, there's peace. So try that in marriage. It doesn't happen, right? You have to build your relationship. You have to do actions, relationships with people and with people who we want to have peace with. We have to act. We have to do things. And I was thinking that's the pshat. We know that ahava is melashon hav, to love, right? There's love as a noun. We've spoken about this. And there's love as a verb. So when you love, right? Oh, I'm in love with that person. I fell in love. I love that thing. That's a noun. When you love someone, right? So you can love them, right? Love them with a verb. Do actions of love. When you don't like someone and you do actions and you're osei, you're roidef, That's what Aaron HaKohen, we know that Aaron used to do that. He used to tell this one, and this thing. That's active. So Ahavas Yisrael and Ahavas Chinam, which is really what we're trying to do these few weeks to build the Beis HaMikdash, is to actually do. It's not just about not ruining the relationship. It's about putting in action, being Oisei Shalom, being Bakei Shalom, to actively do something. I'm just going to share this one last thing, and then I'm going to say my story. I saw a pshat, because I've been learning on a lot. I bought a new sefer, a book on it's called Haben Yakir Li, in the Svarim, in a Svarim store, all about V'ahavta L'Recha Kamocha Sinas Chinam. That's where I saw this pshat of doing and making, creating. That's what I was thinking. Ohev Yamim. Ohev Yamim Lirois Tov, to find the good. I've said that many times, to find, right? When your contact lens falls on the floor, you have to get on your knees and you find it. When you lost something, you have to find it. You have to search. You have to work for it. To find the good in someone else, you have to work for it. You have to do it. You have to act. Ohev Yamim Lirois Tov. You want a verb, to do the action for the other person. So, I saw a pshat that's brought down. I'm just going to share this, and then I'll say the story. It says, a Yehudi, a Jew, is an ois in a Sefer Torah. We know that. Every Jew is a letter in the Sefer Torah. And sometimes that letter is scratched out. It's broken. And it needs a little love, so to speak, the actual letter. So what happens? Comes the sofer, and he wants to fix that letter. So what does he do? He doesn't get upset. He doesn't look at it as annoying. He's excited. He puts on his nice lavush, his garments. He puts on a gartel, it says over here. He goes to the mikvah. He's so excited, and he fixes the letter. So he says, so too, when we see a weakness in a yid, in a Jew, so that Jew is an os in the Torah. Okay, so maybe he's a little bit worn down. Maybe he's a little bit broken. Maybe he's missing a little bit of a piece, you know, right? So what we need to do, what we can try and do, is to understand that we are just like the Kohen Gadol. We are just like this sofer. For us to go over to that person, right? When you see someone who's down, when you live with somebody, to really focus, how can I make that person's life better? How can I enhance? Instead of looking at like, what could that person do for me? I don't like that person, how that person's affecting me. How can I enhance, especially when it comes to your parents, especially when it comes to your siblings, your spouse, your children, your close friends? How could I make that person's life better? How can I enhance? How can I do an action? I think that's the point. Oyseh shalom b'mroim of hu yaseh shalom. To focus on being actively creating avas chinam, the opposite of sinas chinam, that I'm loving just because I want someone else to, you know, bringing someone else a coffee, bringing someone else a chair, giving someone else a smile, giving someone else a good word, saying a good word to someone, being mechazik someone. And here's my story. My story goes like this, basically in a nutshell. I don't want to go into so much detail, but basically it had to do with parking. And someone was kept on parking in a place that was, you know what, I'll say it. I don't think no one's going to figure it out. Basically, on my street, it's quiet. And someone started, and I park in my place that I park. And someone started parking there, and I started getting a little bit like upset, like why you have to park in my spot, right? So I was like, okay, great. Then they parked in a way that I could also park. So I parked next to them, but I parked in a way that it would have been a little bit harder for them to get out. But after I parked, I said to myself, big deal. Okay, listen, he took my spot to begin with, right? So like, I'm parking next to him, so it'll be a little bit hard for him to get out. What's the big deal? He's anyway taking my spot, so whoa, What's the big deal? And I went back inside to my house. And then I don't know what happened. Maybe 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, I said to myself, one second. He's parking there. And yes, whatever that means, it's my spot. It was a little bit annoying. I said, but at the end of the day, he's going to have difficulty coming out of his parking spot. Why would I want another yid to have difficulty because of me, even if I'm justified? I want to make it easier for him. And I went out and I parked in a different spot. And I said, even though there's another spot next to him, why would I want to make it difficult? Or why, let me say it on the positive. Don't I want to make it easier for him? Make it easier for him. Why would I want to make things hard for him? I felt so good that I did it. It was like, it's so funny because before I did it, it was so clear. Like, what do you mean? Why can't I just park in my regular spot? He's the one who's taking my spot. But then I'm like, but I want to make it good for him. I didn't have to do that. I want to make it good for him. And then as I did that, I walked back out. And then another person walked by me who I haven't seen in a long time. He was one of my neighbors. And we spoke about his son. And he had struggles with his son a little bit. And I told him how much I love his son. And we have a good relationship. Whatever. I just had like a good word to give. And he was like, I didn't know that. I'm so happy. He felt so good. And I said to myself, maybe all b'schus, the fact that I tried to give to another, tried to make it easier for another yid. And then that makes it easier for another person and another person. So Baruch Hashem, if I never would have gone out for that, I never would have told this father about his son. Who knows how that will help his relationship with his son or not. That's not my job. Our job is to do what we got to do. Hashem should help us all. We shall all be zocha. And you know, these little stories and these little things, I'm sure everybody has these all the time. These little things, you know, you think of building the Beis HaMikdash, it's not just one big brick that builds the Beis HaMikdash. It's little pebbles, little bricks here, little there is really what it's about. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. We should all be zocha to have the ability to be oyev yamim. We should have the ability to love, to create. It's difficult. It is difficult because people could bother us, and it is difficult. There's no question about it. It's difficult, but Hashem should give us the strength to be able to give to the people around us and to see the good and to do action. Sometimes we're good at doing actions for other people, whether it's, you know, whatever it might be. Hashem should help us all to continue that love for each other, for Klal Yisrael, for ourselves, for the day. And through that, we'll be zoicha mirat Hashem, be'ezus Hashem. We will be zoicha this Tisha B'Av. It's going to happen, everyone. As the Chafetz Chaim always said to his children when he got older, he said he was hard of hearing. So he said, make sure, guys, when the shofar blows, that I can hear. Make sure, because he was hard of hearing. So he was like, make sure. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. It's going to happen, everybody. We just need to continue doing the best we can, loving each other, working on ourselves as we are doing. Have a wonderful, amazing first day of the rest of your life.